Okay, I want everybody to think of one person that they just can't stand. They can't be around them. It is difficult for them to be in the same room because just you can't. Would you believe me if I told you that God says you have to love this person? It seems very hard to imagine because this person is just really annoying, but you're supposed to. In the Greek, there are a few words that describe how we are supposed to love these people. Phileo means to be afraid or to have a personal to be a friend and have a personal attachment. God does not command us to have phileo love. He says that you are not supposed to be emotionally attached to these people. He does not command us to, go and love them as we love our family or anybody related in that sense. A word related to phileo is philema, which means to be friendly. And God does not command philema love either, but philema love is a synonym of agape love, which God does command. And agape love means to love in a moral or social sense. And God commands agape love all the time. I think a lot of people are confused when they see that God says we need to love each other. They think, oh, well, I can't really love this person. And when he says love, he is talking about agape love and philema love, which is just being a friend. If you will turn with me to Romans 15, 2 through 7. Romans 15, 2 through 7. It says, let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the Scriptures we might have hope. May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, welcome one another as Christ Jesus has welcomed you for the glory of God. It says that we need to be friends, basically. In verse 2, it says, let each of us please his neighbor for his good to build him up. And that means we need to be friends with each other, we need to encourage each other, and we need to have agape love. But it does not specifically say love them as, you love your mom or your dad or anyone close. It just means being a friend. And it also says to take patience from the scripture. It says in verse 4, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope. That is saying that God says, if you're having a hard time with this person and you can't take it, you're just, this person is annoying, you don't want to be around them, you're trying, but you just can't do it anymore. God is saying, come back to this. Look through it, consult me, and when you have done this, then make your decision. And when you've consulted me, it will not be the same decision. Paul writes in verse 5, may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus. I think this verse is amazing because it's saying that God will allow us to live in harmony and friendship and love if we are with Jesus, if we are the church family that we are supposed to be, he will allow us to be in this peaceful state of harmony. In the end, he says, therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. And that is exactly what we need to do. We are always told to be like Christ, that we need to follow in his footsteps. And one of the things Christ did all the time was he was a friend. And if we're supposed to be like Christ, we need to love each other as Christ loves everybody. And I know it's hard, but I mean, life is hard. And so are people. People are difficult things to deal with, but God says that he's there for you, and that so are these people if you go through him to get to them. And so I encourage everybody to, you know, go talk to that one person who gets on your nerves, and maybe try a different approach this time and see if maybe it comes out different, or talk to somebody new and see if you can meet someone new, because they're not your friend if you don't know them. If you've been sitting there for 3 years and they sit behind you, you know, that doesn't make you a friend. That just means they sit behind you. You need to talk to them and become their friend. And I just hope everybody does it in a good Christian manner.